From the studios of 96.3 FM, Freak Radio in Santa Cruz, California, it's time for the weekly Freak Show, headlines and highlights for the week ending Thursday, December 7th, 2000. My name's the V-Man, and I'll be your host for this half-hour look back at the news and features not heard in or glanced over by the corporate-controlled media. On this week's program, we'll be speaking with Kevin Prannis of the Prison Moratorium Project on their campaign against Sodexo Marriott's connection to the private prison industry. And later, we'll hear from Kevin Danaher of Global Exchange, who spoke in Santa Cruz on the anniversary of the Seattle demonstrations against the World Trade Organization. Plus, this week's Spotlight Sound. Don't miss the Weekly Freak Show, coming up next. And now, headlines for the week ending Thursday, December 7th, 2000. A one-day general strike took place in Turkey on Friday, December 1st. 1 million workers went on strike against an International Monetary Fund imposed budget there, with more than 500,000 people demonstrating in the streets. After the strike, the IMF announced that it will send $10 billion, but the Turkish government has already spent $11 billion to bail out 8 banks and have spent $7 billion to buy tanks and helicopters. Workers are demanding a decent pay rise and money for education and health. On Wednesday, December 6th, C. Clark Kissinger, an activist in the struggle to save political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal, was jailed for 90 days in Philadelphia on a charge of violating his parole. Kissinger, convicted in April of a misdemeanor for a sit-in at the Liberty Bell, was sentenced to 1 year probation, ordered to provide the court with all his financial records, a list of his friends and political contacts, and forbidden to leave New York City, where he lives, without court permission. On August 1st, Clark defied the travel restrictions to go to Philadelphia and give a speech at a rally during the Republican National Convention. At Wednesday's hearing, Kissinger was charged with violating terms of probation which had been set. The judge also ruled that once Kissinger finishes serving his sentence, the terms of his 1 year probation will be reinstated. Kissinger's attorneys immediately filed notice to appeal the sentence and filed a motion to stay the execution of the sentence. Daniel Joe Hittle was executed by lethal injection on Wednesday, December 6th, in the state of Texas. Convicted in the killing of a police officer in 1989, Hittle became the 39th prisoner executed in Texas this year, the most of any state in history. Meanwhile, the scheduled execution on December 12th of federal prisoner Juan Raul Garza was postponed until June 21st, 2001. President Clinton refused to issue a moratorium on federal executions, but granted a stay to allow more time for a Justice Department study of racial disparities in the federal death penalty system. And finally, between 60 and 80,000 people marched Thursday, December 7th, as the opening of the European Union summit in Nice, France, descended into mayhem. Riot police fought with anti-capitalism demonstrators using tear gas grenades on protesters. Acrid clouds of the gas hung outside the conference center in the south of France as the 15 heads of state and government prepared to meet leaders of applicant countries wanting full EU status. Over the three-day summit, the EU is likely to give final approval for a strategy of intensified negotiations that could see the top candidates from the 13 applicant Eastern European nations joining the EU by 2004. Protesters see this as a move to further globalize Europe. Protesters hurled fireworks and furniture at the police, who responded with volleys of tear gas and stun grenades. On one occasion, the demonstrators made their way to within 100 meters of the center's main entrance. Two blocks from the conference center, a bank was set on fire, and protesters, some masked, attacked the fire engines that came to extinguish the flames. But the blaze was quickly put out. Banks and businesses were covered in graffiti. At least 20 police officers were lightly injured in the clashes, and two protesters were detained. For more information on the events in Nice, France, visit on the World Wide Web the Independent Media Center of France at www.france.indymedia.org. And those were headlines for the week ending Thursday, December 7th, 2000. Prison construction is a growth industry in America, with private companies funding and operating an ever larger number of corrections facilities. One of the largest investors is the Sodexo Marriott Corporation. The Prison Moratorium Project in New York, founded in 1995 to educate the public about criminal justice issues, has been focusing on Sodexo Marriott. On Monday and Tuesday this week, the campaign took direct action on two New York State College campuses. I spoke with Kevin Prentice, development consultant and chair of the Prison Moratorium Project. He begins with a little background on his work.
Is campaign there in Ithaca, New York, has stepped up recently against Sodexo Marriott. Could you talk a little bit about what went down there yesterday, Tuesday, December 5th?
Sure. It's actually not just Ithaca. On Monday, there was an action at Buffalo State College where they're looking to sign a 10-year contract with a food service provider, and mysteriously, the only bid that they got was from Sodexo Marriott, which is the current provider. People are suspicious about why. So on Monday, students, there were about 125 students and community members rallied, and 35 students managed to get into the administration building despite the fact that all the doors were locked, and occupied a stairwell and forced a vice president of the university to come out and talk to the students and answer their questions. And he left with, I think, a very different attitude. Certainly, he talked a lot differently when he left than when he walked into the stairwell, when he realized the students knew more than he did about the issue. And then yesterday at Ithaca College, there was a 250-person rally, and seven students began occupying the financial aid offices. Six of those seven students are still inside. They've been in for 27 hours now. The administration ended up allowing them to stay in there, but they refused to allow outside supporters to provide them with any food and water.
Oh, no.
So essentially, the message that Ithaca College is trying to send its students is eat Sodexo or starve. But the students so far have refused to leave. In fact, I just spoke to an activist there and heard that they've taken another administration building. And I'm not sure which one, but the protest goes on. There were, you know, there were six people inside, but there were anywhere from 150 to, 40 people regularly outside chanting for most of the time, and they're still out there. The occupation's not over. The president has so far refused to meet with the students, who are occupying the buildings, and they're going to keep fighting until they get some of what they want.
Also, we're calling on people to contact, both send solidarity messages to the students at Ithaca College, but also to contact the president. The easiest way to do that is to, for Ithaca, for the students, the email is dolemite, D-O-L-E-M-I-T-E, P-4, at yahoo.com. And the President Peggy Williams, can be reached at president@ithaca, I-T-H-A-C-A, .edu. So we encourage people to write the president and also let the students know that they're standing in solidarity with them.
And that was Kevin Pronis of the Prison Moratorium Project. For more information on the Prison Moratorium Project, visit their website at www.nomoreprisons.org. And now, this week's spotlight sound from the No More Prisons hip-hop compilation. Here's Yazid with the track Underground Railroad.
Violence breeds violence, repression breeds retaliation, and only a cleansing of our whole society can remove this sickness from our souls.
I'm going to continue to say it to America. The nation in which we live is the supreme culprit.
And here's the proof.
Look, there's a cop on your left. Don't say nothing.
In my neighborhood, cops was dangerous.
Cops degrade.
All right. Cops put a hurting on your ass, man. You know.
Gotta break those chains.
Good Lord, we've got to stop them. This can't go on.
For years, we've been traveling the Underground Railroad. Freedom in sight, we travel through the
the night, despite attempts to keep us locked mentally. Time to educate and overtake oppressors and rule like we was meant to be. Poverty, projects, welfare, unprotected sex, equal stress, regrets bring you 5 minutes of fame. 25 years of death threats, no regrets, the prison moratorium project. Peace to Alan Keck, can't forget Black Panther Eddie Ellis, Black Power that devour, Red Flower Society members. I enter 125 at the Community Justice Center. Logic Avenger, change rattle cats, back to cringer. Blaze the stage with a controlled rage. Stone boots and cahoots with my troops. Indeed, Yazid's flow speed switches, which is fatal for these major labels. Ha. Fables of incarceration effect, Generation X, cause and effect.
Yo, what's this nigga saying?
I'm saying to the government, more education, less incarceration, less disrespect. Expect if you keep violating us, we'll have no other alternative but to strike where you live. Right here and now is the ending of the lie. Thanks for listening. Something's gotta change right now. Right here and now is the ending of the lie. Thanks for listening. Something's gotta change right now.
Right now.
Prison moratorium.